From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thank you, Michael, and it's cloudy and 16 in Wausau, 19 in Marshfield, 17 in Point, and mostly sunny now and 22 here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
And thank you, Jerry. And it's time once again for financial insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bryan. With that, we welcome one happy badger. How about this? Wisconsin Badgers in basketball.
It's just such human nature that it's just so easy to get off the bandwagon. And, you know, when a guy, the true test of excellence is the test of time. And when Coach Ryan has done it for his whole head coaching career, you know, I don't know why people would think all of a sudden they wouldn't do it. But, you know, the season's young, but it is kind of interesting that for a team that was picked in the bottom half of the league, at least for now, we're in first place.
Yeah, that's it. And you just knocked off the number two team in the land at their place.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you, for a long time, my senior year, 1977, we beat Indiana at Indiana when they had Benson and Woodson, and they had won the national championship the year before. And then the Badgers didn't win there for 25 consecutive years, and now they've won five times in a row. The first team in the history to ever beat them five times in a row on their home court. And and Crean took it so graciously.
Yes, he did. He says, with a big grin. He's going, Ryan got me again.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, okay. Well, today we want to kind of review what happened last year, and then look forward. We got over the fiscal cliff, but now we're facing additional cliffs and everything else, and there's still seems to be a lot of different uncertainty and the like. So where did you want to begin this morning, Professor?
Well, I think as we look at 2013, I think first of all, we probably should look at, the fundamental economic outlook for the world. I think that, the positive or negative effect of the economies directly correlates to the investment return or no return or loss that you come. And I think, we've been in, it's been 4 years since the 2008 meltdown. And I think it's so easy to be gloomy, but you start stepping back and looking at the world's economies. You know, if you were an avid watcher of any kind of news or business news show, you would have thought that India and China was going into the abyss. And last year, those two countries provided 54% of the growth in the world. And so my point is that China's market hasn't done very well, but they have a new political regime in. I think they're focused on making that conversion from being an exporting country to a consumer country. And when you have billions of people becoming a consumer-driven country, could really have some significant consequences. So I think the temporary withdrawal or decrease in GDP and GNP in China is probably bottomed. I think we'll start seeing some growth there. Europe's been a problem for 2 years, but now some of the platforms and policies putting into place are starting to take effect. We're seeing better numbers in a lot of those countries. So you can expect Europe to start gradually moving forward. And in our country, from an economic outlook, The auto industry is on the cusp of probably having a couple good year run. The housing industry is in a rebound period. And energy, and what's going on here in energy, is somewhat equivalent to the technology revolution of the 90s, which spawned off a lot of new companies, a lot of new innovations, and things like that. So those three industries will carry a lot of things with them. So I'm not saying we're going back to 5 to 7% growth, but I do think we're over the worst, and we're going to have temporary setbacks. But I do see, from an economic standpoint, things gradually getting better throughout the world.
In the past, you've talked about all the capital that's been on the sidelines, as it were, watching the game. Do you anticipate more of that capital getting into the game this year?
I do. And, you know, I think that whatever it is, whether it's running a company, being an athlete, being an investor, you know, confidence is a really important thing. Mm-hmm. And I do think that as people get a little more confident, as people, as we get some of these huge issues politically off the plate, and take some of that uncertainty away, which we talked about last show, I do think you're going to continue to see money flow out of low-yielding fixed-income-type investments into large-cap dividend-paying stocks as a way to increase your return, not only from the return on your capital, but also from an income standpoint, because seniors have basically suffered for 4 years of relatively low interest rates, which have dramatically decrease their income, and as they get a little more confidence, that money's going to go into different higher yielding investments, whether it's real estate, whether it's master limited partnerships, spinning off the dividends, or large cap stocks. And the fixed income, we've already seen this year, as we've starting to get a little of this transfer from bonds to stock. The 10-year treasury is already down 3 or 4%, mm-hmm. which means the income you would get off that investment, if it stays the same, you're guaranteed to have a loss in that investment. And so as people start getting their statements, if this trend continues, and seeing that they're losing on what they perceive to be a relatively safe investment, they're not going to like that.
Okay, so that will mean they will say, okay, we're getting back into the ball game. What could hinder or slow this that from happening?
Well, I think there's a couple things, and it always goes back to what we started with, is obviously changes in the economy. And in the United States, the biggest potential drag and alteration of the positive economy would be the whole spending tax issue that obviously hasn't been resolved to everyone's satisfaction. And again, they resorted to, all right, let's give you a quick fix and not a permanent. And so if, in fact, saner heads don't prevail, and we get all that spending, mandatory spending cut, that's a dramatic amount of money not going to things like defense, a variety of other things. But the point is, that money not going there has a spiraling effect, because if defense, for example, gets cut that amount of money, mm-hmm. they're going to have to reduce their staff at the Pentagon and throughout the armed forces. They also are going to have to cut back their equipment orders, which means the General Dynamics and Lockheed's and those type of mm-hmm. Boeing. Boeing can't take another hit right now. But Oshkosh. So there'll be less orders out there, so they have to lay off people. So, you know, it doesn't come without collateral damage. So politically here in the United States, could again be a drag on, not only not getting as much growth, but potentially getting us back into a recession. And I think that, you see the same things, then kind of spiral off that, in that if the United States isn't strong, then, you know, Europe isn't going to be strong. Asia could potentially weather this, but again, you look at the emerging countries in particular, they rely a lot on United States purchases and things like that. So, you know, so as we look out, I think the number one thing will be for in the first two quarters of this year is what happens in Washington.
We got to take a quick break and then we'll be back with more. You're listening to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Pry.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 424-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're all invited for the annual Kiwanis Youth Outdoor Day. Coming up on Saturday, January 19th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. Free fun, food, and prizes. There'll be snowshoe, broom ball, ice skating, shooting, cross-country skiing, ice fishing, curling, trapping, and so much more. It's all happening at the NEPCO Lake Shelter on Griffith Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, Saturday, January 19th. Great family fun with your friends from AM 1320 WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Any link green light snow showers look to end by this afternoon with mild highs in the upper 30s. Then for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, low near 30 degrees. For the day on Saturday, slight chance for some light snow, possibly mixing with some light freezing drizzle with a high of 36. For your Saturday night, partly to mostly cloudy, much colder, low of 1 above 0. And for your Sunday, a high of only 8 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
22 and partly sunny here at AM 1320, actually probably mostly sunny. Welcome back to today's edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry. And, okay, so we reviewed the year and we're looking at some of the opportunities and the possibilities for this year. What kind of advice then, given some of these variables, are you giving the investor?
Well, as we look into the crystal ball, so to speak, we think that a few themes kind of stick out. We believe that domestically, the large top 50 capitalized companies that are paying dividends, that have had a history of paying dividends, that have excellent balance sheets, they've been able to refinance all their debt, they have a lot of cash, they have international business, emerging market business, gives you particularly a good place to have a good portion of your assets. They're not tend to be as volatile in down markets, but the ability, if you look at it, these companies have raised their dividends for several years. The Johnson & Johnson has been like 25 consecutive years. And if you think that through, if a company is giving you more money every year, it isn't because things aren't going right with the company. So intuitively, these companies that have that ability to pay out dividends and have a history of paying out dividends are relatively good long-term investments, because if they're paying out more, that means they're making more earnings. If they're having more earnings, their stock inevitably is going to go up. So we like that particular sector as it pertains to the United States market. We also continue to like And we did last year, had some very good success in looking at triple net lease real estate companies, mm-hmm. where, you know, a lot of the risk is eliminated. They rent it out, and basically the tenant pays a lot of the ongoing expenses. And we think that'll continue to be a relatively good market. Real estate continues to be somewhat depressed. The need, if we believe that we are going to grow, and some of the industries we talked about earlier in the show are going to grow, there's going to be need for distribution centers. There's going to be need for commercial buildings. There's going to be need for housing, whether it's single family or it's rental housing. So we like the triple net business in the REIT. So we're more oriented towards growth. Growth with income, and we're really less oriented in bonds. And we've talked about this, it seems like, every show. But if we look at last year, the 10-year Treasury with the Eurozone and the fiscal cliff and the Feds coming in and continuing to buy bonds, the total return, so you take your coupon and you take what appreciation on your bond was 2.8%. So you had all that good environment, but yet they only got 2.8%. And the point is, the probability that things start reversing is much higher than things going to zero. If we believe the economy is stable and will grow even at a moderate pace, that'll mean interest rates will go up. The Feds sooner or later will stop buying everything that we're printing. And so we want very little exposure in long-term, well, even medium-term bonds. I mean, most are bond-oriented things, investments, whether they're mutual funds or individual bonds, probably go out about 3 years.
Okay.
And that way we're not getting, we could get a little more going out longer, but we lock ourselves in. And when you're getting 2-3% at most, you really don't want to go out for 3.5-4 and lock yourself in for the next 10 years, because sooner or later rates are going to go up. They're artificially low now because last year the Federal Reserve bought 62% of all the Treasury offerings. At some point they're not going to, and so someone's got to come in and fill that vacuum. And when that does, you know, the rates are going to go up because of the supply demand.
And there has been concern by some Fed governors expressed about the fears for inflation down the line, and especially given looking at commodities, given the drought that we've had and everything else, we could be seeing some of that inflation in the food market this year. Is that a concern for the investor?
Oh, I think it is in certain in kind of picking your particular investments. I think the fact is that food inflation, unfortunately, could be with us for a long time. We talked about over the next 25 years, we've got 2 billion more people projected to be on the Earth's surface. And I don't think we've invented new plots of land. And so when you look at the average loss of arable land is 1% a year, and over the next 25 years, if that's a consistent statistic, you're going to lose a quarter of your arable land and have 2 billion more people. So the food supply, I think you're going to continue to get it. So consequently, you know, do you really want to be in restaurants, things where the food has a impact, because can they pass that cost on to their consumers or not? I think inflation is kind of a what area you're talking about, because in terms of until unemployment comes down or employment goes up, whichever way you want to look at it, right now the increases in hourly wages or salaries through the year are still relatively modest. In the meantime, consumer debt has come down dramatically. So it means the citizens are taking their money and right now paying off their debt,
right,
and reducing their debt, well, which is good for them. But it doesn't necessarily help the retail area, all right? You know, the retails, you've seen over the last 4 years, the Dollar Generals, the Family Dollar, the 99-cent store, Walmart, the low-end, low-cost providers have done dramatically well, all mm-hmm. right? And so until we get unemployment coming down so that the pursuit of getting the next worker becomes more expensive, I don't see a great inflation in the retail area, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do think housing prices have bottomed. They're now going to gradually go up. I think that autos, because of the secondary market, the used car market, between cash for clunkers that we've had a few years ago, but then all the chaos of Sandy,
yeah,
that market is reduced, so you're going to see pricing increases in the auto situation. So inflation is going to be prevalent, but it's not going to be across the board.
One sector everybody's kind of interested in, there's a couple, but with the health so-called Obamacare full implementation coming up by next year, what might that be doing to in the healthcare industry and investment opportunities there?
Well, we like the healthcare industry because the demographics on the big picture, more and more people are aging, and obviously more and more people are going to need medication and attention and things like that. So it's kind of a situation where, you may not want to be in medical equipment because they have that onerous tax that anything they sell, you get a surcharge and things like that. But we like the large pharmaceutical companies that continue to come out with lots of new drugs. They're kind of on a cycle now where they're getting more and more of their research and development are coming up to trial two, trial threes, and they continue to look at particular situations where they could be blockbuster type things. I personally think the drugstore, pharmaceutical benefits, the Walgreens, the CVS's, the Express Scripts, you're going to have to buy your prescriptions from somewhere. And so, again, with the number of people getting and needing medications, those particular areas, I think, are a little insulated from the Obamacare thing. And, you know, the other thing I've been doing, we've been doing for a long time, is that, you know, looking at, you know, health, the health providers, the HMO type things, because, you know, when you look at it, and it's a common sense thing. I mean, if you belong to any of those particular institutions, your rates don't go down every year. They continue to go up, and there's going to be fewer and fewer of them. And so those are going to continue to be relatively good investments as people continue to need health insurance mandated, because if you don't, you got to pay penalty on your taxes coming
right
up and stuff. So there's really continues to be some things in healthcare, I think, that investors shouldn't be scared off because of Obamacare.
Okay. Well, we're going to take one final break and wrap up this edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 424-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry. Well, Pete, every year around New Year's, you see these great predictors come out with their predictions on where's the Dow going to be at the end of the year and everything else, and where interest rates are going to be. Your thoughts.
All right. As it pertains to the U.S. markets, essentially we're thinking that whether it's your S&P 500 or your Dow, whatever your favorite index is at, we wouldn't be surprised to see as much as a 10% increase this year. We think that the multiple currently put on the earnings of it is still under the 15-year average, so we have room to grow there. We also have the phenomena that we talked about a little earlier, and that is the amount of money that can, once we get some confidence, that can come out of the bond market mm-hmm. back into the stock market will have some momentum. So, so we're looking minimum of 5 to 10% increase, and we believe that it won't be, you know, we've had several years this running now where we've had a 10 to 12% pullback minimum in the market, so it wouldn't be surprising if once we get through the political environment and they've made their decisions and everybody's been, you know, run through the ringer and oh my God, that there would be a sell-off because then it'll fall back on earnings and, you know, a lot of firms are going to continue to wait to see what the rules are on that particular thing. But we also like, we really like Asia and China in particular. I think okay. The market hadn't moved for, well, it had been bad for a couple years. And again, we think that story is into the marketplace and is going to lead to some really good returns. The balance sheets of those countries are really good. And I think if you were selective, a lot of the bad activity in Europe has been priced into the market. Europe market started to move pretty nicely the last quarter. So there's a lot of companies like Unilever and Nestle, some names that we're all familiar with that pay good dividends that are large company, Roche and Novartis and those type of companies. So we think over across the boards, the markets will be probably the best place to be overall. Interest rates wise, I would believe that in the United States that if we had to make some strong projections on rates will be higher by the end of the year,
okay.
which will be good because if rates go higher, it'll be a reinforcement that the economy is doing better. The Fed probably it'll be that much closer to the Fed not being as dominant in those markets. So we think those particular rates would go higher. We think that in China and in Europe, Asia and Europe, rates will probably stay relatively flat or, and may even come down because some of those rates are higher than the U.S. rates. And as people get confidence, they'll seek out those higher returns. And so we think atypical history says that the first year of a presidential term tends to be the worst year of the 4 years that a president's in office. But we think based on what's going on with stocks being a relatively attractive place to be, the economies having been bottomed out and starting mm-hmm. to show green sprouts of growing and some settlement of all the government. You know, last year we had a lot of elections. Our election, we had Japan had an election, France had an election. Mm-hmm. This year we've got Italy and we have Germany, but after that, then all that political stuff kind of backs off, and then it's, let's mm-hmm. see where we go. So cautiously optimistic, and we'll see what in December where we how good we were.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the way to wrap up the show. And folks, call the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management for your local investment advice. And hopefully things will continue to turn around. It looks like the state, we're turning around, so maybe we could teach Washington a thing or two. I don't know.
Well, good luck on that. But, you hate to be trite, but, Churchill always said, after all other options have been exhausted, Washington gets it right. So I'm sure that'll be more of the same.
Okay. Well, I thank you, sir, for an interesting program, and look forward to our next visit next month on Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. And with that, we'll wrap up today's show on AM 1320 as well as on the web at WFHR.com.
Your home for great local high school sports.